The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your afternoon host, Pastor Al Davis, be with you here live on AM 1220 The Word, and hope you'll be able to stick with us until about 2 o'clock here this afternoon. And it's really turned out to be a beautiful autumn day here in northeastern Ohio. We were supposed to have a cold, rainy day kind, I guess, today, but it's turned out kind of nice. It's just been one of those pleasant early autumn days. It makes it so nice here in northeastern Ohio this time of year. So let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air this afternoon. Thank you for a beautiful day today. And Father, we do pray that now as we have this opportunity to be on the radio this afternoon, that you would bless the program, use it for your glory, help us to point people to Christ, and help us to encourage Christians to be salt and light in the world around us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you with us today, and we're going to have a special guest with us here this afternoon. We're going to have Dr. Chuck Harding, and he is with Awake Americans, and you can find them online at awakeamericans.org, and we're going to get him on the air here in just a moment and encourage you to tune in or to listen if you, if somebody else is interested about what's happening in the world today and what we as Christians can do to get involved. Why don't you encourage them to listen as well? But I believe that our guest is with us, and Dr. Harding, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome.
Brother Davis, for the privilege to be on your show today.
Well, it's real good to have you with us, and we're glad to have you. And, you know, it's just some of the things that's on your website there, awakeamericans.org, I found really interesting. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the program today, because you actually touch on some of the things that we've talked about here on our program Live with Pastor Al, as well as our Sunday night program Late Night Live with Pastor Al, which we have on the station at 11 o'clock on Sunday nights until midnight. And one of those things kind of made me think about something that happened. We meet in a hotel, and one day while we were waiting for something, we were talking, and I made the statement out in the lobby area where some hotel guests were. I said, you know, in America, we actually live in a republic, not a democracy. And this one woman looked at me with these huge eyes like I had just said the most bizarre thing that you could ever hear. And why don't we start with that right now? Do we live in a republic or a democracy here in America?
Well, you know, Brother Davis, I think it's a dead giveaway that we do live in a republic, because we pledge to our flag, which is the standard for our nation, and we don't say it's to the democracy for which it stands. It says it's to the republic for which it stands,
right?
One nation under God. And in fact, if you look into the owner's manual of our country, which is, of course, the Constitution of the United States that filled in, you might say, that infrastructure of the Declaration, it talks about that this is a republic, and that the democracy has no place. In fact, democracy, number one, is never mentioned anywhere in there, but it does say that the federal government, it guarantees that the federal government is to provide to every state in the union a republican form of government. That's in Article 4, Section 4, if your listeners want
right.
to check that out. And so it's amazing to me that we kind of lost sight of this. I mean, if you or I, Brother Davis, were around our founding fathers years ago, and we would be talking about a pure democracy like many people are referring to America as today, they would tell us to go wash our mouths out with soap.
Well, and absolutely right. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, it's like I always explain to somebody, I don't want to live in a pure democracy because a pure democracy, if I got enough people to vote that I think I should have your house, I get your house. You had no right. say in it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's good that we're not in a democracy. Now, we may have some democratic, type of things, votes and things like that to help, but I'm sure glad we live in a republic and not a democracy here in America.
A lot of folks don't even know the difference. And, when they say, what is a republic and what is a democracy? A democracy is mob rule.
Right.
A republic is the will of the people tempered by the rule of law that they have established for themselves and for their children and grandchildren, and it's a representative government. In fact, we actually get our founding fathers, there's a lot of people today that are unaware of our early history because of revisionist historians twisting and taking out the truths of our founding fathers and telling, those, I'm sorry to say, naive people that they were a bunch of deists and atheists. Well, that's just not true. Most of the men that founded this nation were Christian men that had a very good understanding of the Bible, and many of them a very close walk with God. There was only over 20 men that signed the Declaration of Independence that had actually written doctrinal dissertations going to a theological school because they were lawyers. When I say that, Brother Davis, to allow these folks that I speak to, they look at me like that lady looked at you that you referred to with wide eyes and say, what are you talking about? Well, because in those days, to be a lawyer, the people understood you need to know the great lawgiver who was God and the great law book, which is the Bible. And so they had to go to 4 years of seminary school before they could go on to law school. And that's something, again, that most people have forgotten. But if we look into the Bible, in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, that's where we get our representative government from, the republic. And it says in the second facet, the second aspect of that verse, to place such over them to be rulers of thousands, that's national representation, rulers of hundreds, that's state representation, rulers of fifties, that basically stands for cities, and rulers of ten, and that talks about community leadership. And so this is a self-governing nation through and by a representative government that we freely elect. But I'm telling you, the way things are going these days, we have forgotten so much about how unique we are that I think we're a few weeks away from possibly going into civic tyranny in our nation if we don't choose wisely the next president of the United States.
Well, and that's absolutely right. I agree with you that, we know Paul told Timothy there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, in the first three verses, he said, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, I'll pause there for a moment. I had somebody one time, actually, on our evening program, our Sunday night program, kind of rebuke me for praying for our president. And wanted to know why, what justification I had for praying for him. And I said, because the Bible says right there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, for all men. And then if that's not enough, he continues on in verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority. And then he gives why, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And so we need certainly to pray, and we pray actually every Sunday at our church and every Wednesday night our prayer meeting for the salvation of our president, and that God would raise up godly individuals in the positions of power and authority throughout the country. But we've got to do more than just pray, don't we?
Yes, we do. But that's exactly that section of Scripture is where I tell people that God has called me to this ministry for just this reason, so that, and you said, well, it's an exhortation to supplicate, pray, intercede, and give thanks for all men. But then God gets very specific. And the first type of men he says we need to pray for are for kings. Now, that
right.
shows that God was very aware of it. And really, the bottom line for those prayers and to live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty is in verses 4 through 6, where God says, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth? For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I am ordained a preacher. Now, I'm not an apostle, so I'm going to stop right there. But what, you know, Brother Davis, what a lot of people don't understand is America would have never been the nation it is had it not been for the Great Awakening and what occurred at the Great Awakening.
Right.
I mean, you know, I tell people all the time, there have been a lot of different instances in history where there have been men that have gathered together who were as wealthy as our founding fathers, who were as talented as our founding fathers, who were as eloquent in expressing themselves as our founding fathers, and cultured. But our founding fathers went one step further. They weren't just wealthy and talented and cultured and articulate. These men were willing to give everything up for an idea, for an ideal that they had an opportunity to birth. For the first time in the history of America, a nation that was going to declare as a nation, and our government has declared that there is a God and that God has blessed this or will bless any nation that follows the tenets and principles of God's word. And so, you know, those men like Patrick Henry and John Adams, the reason why they were men of great sacrifices because they were the little boys of the Great Awakening, and they were influenced so profoundly by these men preaching that, hey, wait a minute now, you get to heaven not from confirmation to a state-run church. You become a Christian not because you're conforming to a church that you are basically being forced to join. You get to heaven and you become a Christian by a personal relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by salvation through faith, and by grace, plus nothing. And so they actually left these men from a lot of the quote-unquote church buildings. They walked out underneath the open sky with nothing but perhaps some old oak trees as walls to their tabernacle, and they started preaching salvation through and by the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone, and tens of thousands of people started to flock to them, and women in their fine dresses and men in their long frock coats were getting down in the dirt and asking God to come into their heart and forgive them of their sin and save their souls. And that is the impetus, that is the beginning of why America was founded.
Well, Dr. Chuck Harding, I appreciate what you're saying there, and if I'm following and what you're saying, I believe and I agree with this, is that if we're going to turn America around, it starts with God's people. It starts with preaching the gospel. It starts with churches getting on fire for God. That's how our country got started in the first place, with the Great Awakening. People came under conviction, surrendered, and humbled themselves before God, and trusted Christ as their Savior, and confessed their sin, and God moved in the hearts of people. That prepared us for our country to come into being. And I think if we want to successfully fight and turn our country back on the right paths today, it's going to start again with God's people. Wouldn't you agree, with the Christians getting their hearts right with God and people getting saved?
Yes. Brother Davis, you know, the best way to change the culture is by seeing people come to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it changes their thinking. And but we also have to understand that the civic liberty that we have gives us the permission to accomplish the Great Commission. And if we don't have the freedom any longer to go out door to door and to preach the whole counsel of God from a pulpit, if we're afraid that someone's going to bust into our church and break up the assembly and start arresting people, which has happened, then, you know, that is something that we're very naive if we don't think that that may happen. And so that's why we've got to be informed and involved and interceding in prayer for our country as well, keeping the main thing, which is, of course, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But also, hey, you know, all through the Bible, Brother Davis, people, you know, they every once in a while they'll say, well, I don't know, Brother Harding, what's this thing about separation of church and state? And, you know, is it really a good thing for a godly person to be involved in government? And you know how I answer them, Brother Davis? I go to the Bible. And I say, wait a minute now. Who was Joseph if he wasn't a political appointee? And Daniel if he wasn't a political appointee? And who was it that went to King Saul and told King Saul, God sent the kingdom from you? It was a man of God.
Right.
And what did Esther do when she basically busted in to the throne room of the king? I mean, she was going against the norms of that particular government. She was challenging something. And, I mean, we go all the way from the Old Testament even to the New Testament, where Peter and John raised that man at the Gate Beautiful. Well, you know, the head of the ruling class, which was, the Sanhedrin, and the chief priest at that time was a Sadducee. He had said, and the Sadducee didn't believe in miracles, they didn't believe in the resurrection, and he had actually made an edict that Jesus was not the Christ. And they took that man, and they brought him back to health, and they said, this is a miracle that we have performed by the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And so that, if that wasn't politically incorrect, I don't know what was.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I'm thankful that those things are in the Bible and you brought them out. And, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and we have Dr. Chuck Harding of the Ministry Awake Americans. You can find him online at awakeamericans.org. That's awakeamericans.org. And we are talking about what is happening in our country today and the need for Christians to get involved. And Dr. Harding, I wanted to, you were talking about freedom of religion and the idea of separation of church and state. And I just wanted to read right here. This is from the Constitution, and this is our First Amendment, the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And one of the things you were bringing out there, the statement that talking about separation of church and state, that's not there. In fact, you know, the liberals and critics of churches being involved and Christians being involved in the political arena, they try to point to this amendment, but when I look at that amendment, it says that my free speech can't be abridged. And right. That's right there after saying that the free exercise of my religion can't be abridged. And I kind of think they go hand in hand. You don't have freedom of speech and freedom of the press or the freedom of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances unless you have the freedom of religion. And going from that, let's hop into something real quick here, Islam. And we see that in the news a lot today, certainly in the past week, and things happening in the Middle East with our embassies under attack and everything. Under Islamic rule, and that's something that I've been studying quite a bit for a number of years, we have really the opposite of what Christianity gave our country, and yet you hear people say, oh, there's no difference between fundamentalist Christians and fundamentalist Muslims, and that's absolutely not true, isn't it?
Oh, it's just laughable. In fact, you wonder why the liberals are trying to bolster Islam and you know, the radical Islam, extremist Islam, and the thing is, it's not that Islam in its treatment with women is equal rights for women. Do you think? I don't.
No.
Because Sharia law, and you know, the treatment of women under Sharia law is you know, something that is foreign to us. It's not that they are tolerant to all beliefs, because when our servicemen went to fight in the Middle East, they couldn't even bring their Bibles
into an Islamic
country. But you know what it is? Why the liberals are basically trying to bolster Islam is because they're concerned about the control. They want control. They want more control of the populace. And socialism is control, and statism is control. And so that's what they want. They want more control of the people. And here in America, I'm telling you, it's amazing to me that more people aren't up in arms about this and saying, look, this is ridiculous. Socialism has never worked anywhere in the world, anytime in history. You know, I started quoting some of the things that Einstein said years ago, and I hear more and more people quoting now from Albert Einstein, pretty smart guy, who said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And socialism's never worked anywhere in the world, anytime in history, and yet our government right now is pushing America into socialism. It's amazing to me that that we are even listening to this argument. And I've even heard, and perhaps some of the Christians that are listening to you, Pastor Al, will have heard this argument, well, you know, socialism is biblical. Look what they did in the book of Acts. Everyone sold everything. That wasn't socialism. That was philanthropy.
Well, and they chose to do that. Yeah, that was their free will choice to do that.
Yeah. Their choice. But when Jesus himself on earth, when he talked about the talents that he gave to those three men,
right,
and one of them worked very hard and received 10, another one worked pretty hard and got 5, the other one buried the talent in the ground, and he came and basically got the report. If socialism was biblical, he would have taken from that man that had the most, like our government right now, our status quo government, the administration currently right now, who have said very clearly that they believe in the redistribution of wealth.
Oh, absolutely,
that,
yes.
You know, if that was biblical, then the Lord would have taken the man's money that had the 10 and given it to the man that had the 1, but he didn't do that. He took from the man that had the 1 and gave it to the man that had the most because he didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And here's, you know, many of our populace today, they could be working, but they're not working. And Ben Franklin said something I think that was very interesting. He said, they that can give up essential liberty for the perceived safety of government handouts deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Hmm. That is a good statement.
What's going on.
That's right. Yep. Well, Dr. Chuck Harding, we're running out of time quickly here, and it's been a good half hour having you. I've enjoyed having you on the program here on Live with Pastor Al. And if somebody wants to find out more or find out what they can do to get involved or find some good resources, can you give me in about a real quick minute or so something that they could do or place to go to?
Well, there are several places to go to. And we have a brand-new website coming up. It's not going to be up immediately. Our website will be awakeamericaonline.org,
mm-hmm.
awakeamericaonline.org. That won't be up for a couple of weeks yet. But right now, several good places to go to. Number one is Family Research Council. Tony Perkins has some excellent stuff. Number two is Joseph Farah, World Net Daily.
Right.
Number three is American Family Association. Excellent. There's an online Liberty website that they can go to and research, you know, original documents. And I want to tell you this. There is a website for the Library of Congress that has a lot of interesting things in the original documents. And I tell people all the time, you want to go to current events, go to those several that I mentioned to begin with, Family Research Council, American Family Association, World Net Daily. But if you want to know the original documents, go to the Library of Congress and look up the Christian foundational documents of our country. There's about 100 of them. Go to books like The Original Argument that talks about what our Federalist Papers were and read the Federalist Papers. Get a copy of the Constitution of the United States that people have died on battlefields all over the world in order to preserve, and read it and get a good working knowledge of it. Because if we don't, within just a few weeks, and we make the wrong decision, that document, the most miraculous governmental document in the history of mankind that represents the apex.
I'm going to have to cut you off right there. We're out of time, but I appreciate that. And again, thanks to our listeners. You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. Join us next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. You can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
This is Michael Brown, your voice.